Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave Student Loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control, from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
I want to share a snippet of a song. It's not a country artist, but just bear with me. We'll get to it. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. Let me play the snippet first, and then I'll tell you why I want you guys to know about this particular artist. Very soulful.
Yeah.
Very genuine.
Sounds like very The Voice, American Idol-y.
Yeah. Well, that dude doesn't exist.
This dude?
That was completely AI generated. This is not a human being.
That's crazy.
There's a lot of soul in that voice, isn't there? So
this is getting nuts.
That creator is named Eddie Dalton. Well, the creation is Eddie Dalton. He has 11 songs. I keep saying he. It has 11 songs on the iTunes chart, the top 100, two in the top 10. He's got the number 3 album. It has the number 3 album. It's not
Come
a person.
Come on, Billy, get a grip.
It's not a thing. It's not even a thing. It's a creation
Do
on a computer.
Do they all sound the same?
Pretty
is
much.
Like
They've all
the
got
same
that vibe.
Artist?
Yes. Another Day Old, that song, 1.4 million views on YouTube. And this is the part that bothers me. The guy who's behind all of this, and he created a digital image, and there's music videos right. and everything, is a guy named Dallas Light, and he is offended. He is offended. He said, I don't appreciate how my work has been characterized as being fake. Bro.
You literal definition of fake is exactly what you're doing.
So he says every social media video is clearly labeled as AI. And that part is true if you find him on Instagram. But I'm looking right now at Spotify.
Okay.
There is nothing here that says Eddie Dalton is not a real human being and this is AI created.
How
Nowhere.
Many people do you think are listening to this, have it downloaded to their playlist,
Millions.
And have no idea
Millions.
That it's not a person?
Millions. So you can see how many clicks these songs get. Another Day Old, that song I just played, just on Spotify, 1.2 million. The rest of his songs are 800,000, 600,000. There's another one closing in on a million. A couple of albums out there.
Do you think the future of this is going to stem from like record labels? Hear me out. That they are going to test something AI. And if it's wildly successful, they're going to go find an artist to.
Oh, that's a good
encompass and replicate it.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, say Ella Langley was some successful AI first, and then they went and they found, because there's so
Someone
many
who
options
is similar
in
to
music
that. Yeah,
City.
I can say this much, that the Spotify's of the world love this stuff. And when you get on a playlist and you find like a smooth jazz playlist, there's a good chance you're not listening to real artists. You're listening to something created.
It's all a lie.
Well, they don't have to pay licensing fees. If Spotify creates it, and you're consuming it, they're making money off of you and your clicks. And they're not paying anybody for that because they created it.
This is just...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, this is nuts.
So my concern is for like the writers in Nashville. And I'll give you, for instance, we had an artist come through. His name is Jacob and you'll hear about him probably this summer sometime. And we talked about this very thing, and he said, like, he's good friends with Bailey Zimmerman. Bailey was stuck on this song, and he couldn't come up with the bridge for the song. So he came over to his house, and they sat down, they figured it out, they got it written, and it became a big pop song for Bailey and another pop artist, and they took that part of the song out because it didn't fit. But there was like four or five writers on that song. So four or five people are making money off of that song, making a living off of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not getting anything because they pulled him out. But could they have just used AI to come up with that hook in the middle? And then nobody's getting paid. Like, nobody's making a living.
A texter saying, you know, it should just have its own category.
Yes, I would be totally fine with that.
If it was like AI category of music.
Yep. I know they probably thought that this was a great idea to open, but it feels like it was maybe 2 weeks early. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
The Vintage Drive-In in Avon opened for the season last weekend.
Yeah.
But hey, it was like 70 degrees.
Right. I don't blame them, but and, you know.
You know, you don't have to get out of the car, Billy. You can sit in your car. The very first drive-in movie theater opened in 1933 in Jersey.
My goodness.
Another opened 5 years later in Long Island. So 40s and 50s, there were thousands. We had a couple hundred. We had seven drive-in movie theaters just here in Rochester.
I remember as a kid, Henrietta, what is now, I would say where BJ's is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the spot that used to be a drive-in theater there.
Yeah.
And there was one in Lakeville, which was right now it's the BS... the brewery that's down there, that big open field, right. That all used to be a drive-in. I mean, they used to be all over the place.
They did. The last one closed in 1992 in Rochester, but we still have Avon and we have Silver Springs, right?
Yes.
And so today, only a couple hundred remain nationwide. But the thing is, New York reportedly has more outdoor movie theaters than any other state. So we're still the ones that are hanging on, man. We're hanging on.
Do they all still do the double features?
I believe so. I know Vintage does.
Can you sit through two full movies?
So we did that last time we did this. We got the kids all in their jammies and
that's 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah. Well,
that's a long time.
It is. You got snacks.
Yeah.
We had the minivan. So we like laid down the back seats. They're in their jammies. We brought all the pillows and blankets. So basically it's like laying watching stuff.
Did any of them make it to the end of the night?
We went and saw Spider-Man and Wonder Woman. Ooh, so it's been a while.
It's a good double combo.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, okay, the kids will be interested in all these movies.
Yeah.
But we went to start the car because the kids were like out. They were grouchy. They were hungry. They were done. And the battery wouldn't start. So I was like,
probably not uncommon at a drive-in.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And so I walked up to the office area and they were like, oh yeah, sure, no problem. I was like, I'm really sorry.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeave.com and apply today. That's collegeave.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I know it was dumb of me, because it was. It was my fault.
Did they charge you for the jump?
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
Okay.
And they were like, we're That's very good. Used to it. And they came out and they just had it like
Yeah, like, they got the little box like and you just plug it in and there you go.
Like when you go to the movie theaters and they're standing there with their like little brooms waiting to clean up after you're leaving the theater. That's kind of how the jumper cables are over at the drive-in theater.
Yeah. My daughter just celebrated a birthday. She is 17 going on 35.
I saw that.
Yes. It's B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE.
It's true because she leaves for college. She's graduating early.
She's graduating a year early, and she's going to start college as, at the minimum, a sophomore, maybe a second semester sophomore, because she's taken so many college classes over summer and
yeah,
just cramming in school.
Well, enjoy it now, because when they're off to school, like years from now, she'll probably still be in school when she's turning 21. And I think in my own house, I set the expectations for the other children too high because of what I did when Morgan turned 21.
So when Morgan, was she still in the military at that
point?
She
was. So I hadn't seen her.
Okay.
And so her soon-to-be mother-in-law, and now mother-in-law, got a hold of me and said, hey, we have a timeshare in Vegas, so it's not going to cost you anything. Can you fly out here and surprise Morgan? We're going to take her to Vegas for her 21st birthday.
Nice. So you flew out and...
Flew out and I was like, surprise!
So she didn't know you were coming.
Oh, no. And she was like, oh my gosh, my mom! I'm so glad you're here! It would have been the same without you. And then we spent a few days in Vegas for her 21st birthday. Now, Ava,
yeah,
the middle child...
Away in school. In where is she? Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And she turns 21 in a few days.
Yeah.
And so I talked to her last night. And I go, look, I already sent you your birthday money because you said you wanted to buy something. So she bought her longboard or whatever she wanted to get to class on. And I was like, so do you guys have anything planned? And she's like, well, I mean, I guess I can't go to Vegas, right? And I was like, oh, honey, listen. And she was like, I get it. Because she knows that's a hot button for me.
At the moment, you felt like the worst mother on the planet.
And that poor middle child,
yeah,
she always gets me with the, that's fine. I'm the middle child. It's fine. I'm used to it. And I'm like, no, listen. You can't cut class. We certainly can't go to Vegas. You can't even miss more than 3 days of this program.
But
no, you can't. She'll get kicked out of the program. She has to stay there. And like, what do you want? What are you going to do with me on your 21st birthday? Like, why? Wouldn't you want to go with your friends? The last person I wanted to go anywhere with on my 21st birthday, I wanted to be with my friends.
Right.
If Mama J was like, hey,
but the Vegas,
let's go. I'd be like, no.
So your Vegas party, mm-hmm. Was it just you and the mother-in-law and her then boyfriend/fiance?
Yes. And Morgan.
So she wouldn't have had her friends there anyways.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
The friends weren't even an option. Now, Ava's got all these friends. I was like, you should have a theme party, you know, because you all love to dress up in that special effects makeup program you're in.
One could be Jason, one could be Freddy.
Yeah, you could all do your slasher movie costumes and have a great 21st birthday. Go run around Pittsburgh and scare people like you love to do. And so now I'm just, there is this guilt eating away at me. You know, I'm just like, I can't take time off to go surprise her up there. And what am I going to do?
Is it a 6-hour drive?
And she's got to go to class. And I don't know. I just feel terrible.
Can you fly to Pittsburgh?
Well,
is there a flight from here to Pittsburgh? I don't even know. I mean, Rochester goes direct to nowhere.
I know. I just feel terrible. But, you know, poor middle children. I'm so sorry. Do you relate to this? 585-252-9233.
It's your country music news with the B Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE.
I don't blame him. Darius Rucker almost did not record one of his biggest hits. His producer is like, we'll change the key, cut it if you don't like it. We just won't put it out. And this song that we're talking about was Comeback Song, one of Darius Rucker's biggest hits.
He didn't like it?
It's not that he didn't like the song. It's that Chris Stapleton sang the demo.
Oh, come on.
And he's like, how do I top that? And it's a demo, so it's not even like a fully produced song. He's like, I can't follow that guy. But nobody heard the demo, Darius.
Yeah.
So we're only hearing you now.
But Darius heard it. Darius, now he's in his head. I get it.
How amazing is that? As talented as all these people are, there's always somebody in the back of their head going, he's way better than I am.
Right. How am I supposed to redo that?
Post Malone is teasing a 40-track album. It's on the way. It's called The Eternal Buzz. We don't know if this will be a country-themed album or his rock stuff or his rap. Like, that guy does everything and is successful in every format he touches. So I guess we'll find. Maybe he could put like 10 country songs, 10 rap songs, 10 R&B songs, 10 rock songs.
40 songs seems
that's
like
a lot of songs. Morgan Wallen's teasing new music too. He says he's got at least 7 or 8 songs that could be country radio singles. And the rumor is that one's going to be a double album as well. And Kelsey Ballerini is in the news for taking action against an alleged hacker who is accused of stealing and leaking her music. Kelsey filed a temporary restraining order against a guy named Bo Ewing. He is accused of illegally obtaining and sharing, quote, still in production, unreleased masters and demos of Ballerini's music. The alleged hacker, who lives in Ohio, is identified as a former member of her fan club and a supporter of her career in the past. How the heck did this guy get access to that?
It's an inside job, like, guaranteed.
Did he hack somebody's email? Did he hack a computer? I mean, that's...
I know.
That stuff is locked down. Like, that's really hard to get.
Is this the first time you've heard of something like this? Because it's interesting, it would be Kelsey Ballerini. And if hacking was possible like this... You feel like you would hear about it more.
Like Morgan Wallen or something, you know, like Universal International Superstar.
Right. There, she did just move to New York City.
Yeah. maybe having a Wi-Fi password that's country
know.
Star it, wasn't a great idea.
It could be.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control. From application to payoff, make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com. One more time, that's collegeav.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears, and I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.